What does it mean to be a disciple? Hi, I'm Jordan Sullivan, the minister of music here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and we're in a series looking at how we can be committed disciples of Jesus Christ by following His Great Commission together as a church family. Our prayer is that in this season you will find greater communion with God, greater community with your fellow disciples, and greater commitment to Jesus' Great Commission. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 51 of A Disciple of Christ, a season of commitment. Today's devotion is titled, Search and Rescue. A.W. Tozer once wrote, God doesn't stop at rescuing us. The purpose of that rescue is to enjoy fellowship with us. Our text today is from Psalm 139, verses 1 through 12, and 23 and 24. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You hem me in behind and before and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light about me be night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. The phrase search and rescue originated in the 1890s as the Oxford English Dictionary traces its earliest evidence to the Birmingham Post in 1891. It developed as a compound term for organized efforts to locate and aid people in distress, specifically those in maritime missions. While the concept of search and rescue existed earlier, the formal phrase began appearing during this time period to describe these organized life-saving operations. Long before search and rescue was a phrase, it was God's purpose for all mankind. According to Luke 19:10, God sent His Son for the sole purpose of seeking and saving the lost. In Psalm 139, David reflects on God's search and rescue mission. Notice how David begins and ends this psalm. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Search me, O God, and know my heart. David begins by stating that God knows him intimately. He concludes by praying for God to continue to search his heart. In between, David talks about God's nature to rescue. Warren Wiersbe notes, the verb search means to examine with pain and care. The Jewish people used this word to describe digging deep into a mine, exploring a land, and investigating a legal case. Our friends see the outside, but God sees the heart. and we cannot deceive him. Adam and Eve tried it in Genesis 3. Cain tried it in Genesis 4, and even David tried it in 2 Samuel 11 and 12. And all of them discovered that God knew all about them. Discern in verse 2 means to distinguish and understand with insight, and not just gather raw data. The fact that God knows us intimately and exhaustively is asserted in verses 1, 2, 4, 14, and 23. He knows our actions, our locations, our thoughts and words, our ways and our motives. All things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. That's Hebrews 4:13. But even more, he knows what is best for us and does all he can to guide us that way. He hems us in behind and before and puts his hand on us to steady us and direct us. In verse 5, the word translated hem in the ESV, or enclosed according to the NASB, means to guard a valuable object. So God's knowledge and guidance are for our protection. What should be our response to this? We should be overwhelmed by the height and depth of God's knowledge and be thankful that he knows us perfectly. If we go up to heaven or down to Sheol, the realm of the dead, God is there. If we travel the speed of light to the east or west, the Mediterranean Sea was west of Israel, his hand will catch us and tenderly lead us. We cannot hide even in the darkness, for to the Lord the darkness is as light. God wants to walk with us and guide us because his plan for us is the very best. Why should we want to run away and hide? Adam and Eve tried it and failed. And so did the prophet Jonah, who only went from bad to worse. We need God's presence with us if we want to enjoy his love and fulfill his purposes. Since God knows all about us and wants to rescue and restore, we should run to him in prayer. David does. That's why he closes with this plea to God in verses 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Notice how the message paraphrases David's request. Investigate my life, O God. Find out everything about me. Cross-examine and test me. Get a clear picture of what I'm about. See for yourself whether I've done anything wrong, then guide me on the road to eternal life. Take your cue from David and spend time today knowing he knows you, and ask him to continue searching your heart to know you more. By doing so, you will come to know God more intimately. Some questions to consider. How does David's initial knowledge of God's searching nature lead him to a deeper walk with God? In what ways can meditating on God's rescuing nature strengthen your faith and heighten your hope? And finally, how can praying David's words in verses 23 and 24 make you more open, honest, and vulnerable with God? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.